to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's perhaps best described as massive. There's been a leak of call and text logs from almost every AT&T cellular customer. More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
AT&T says more than 100 million customers are affected by a breach, which happened in April when records were illegally downloaded onto a third-party platform. The telecommunications giant says it involves phone and text message data for nearly all of its wireless customers for the 6 months between May 1st and October 31st, 2022, as well as a very small number of customers from January 2nd, 2023.
CBS News has learned that in the next 48 hours, more House Democrats will publicly call for President Biden to leave the ticket. CBS's Scott McFarlane is following developments on Capitol Hill.
A statement from the House leader, Hakeem Jeffries, who announced publicly and to his members he had a meeting last night with the president. Didn't say whether he has the president's back or whether he tried to get the president to stand down, just that he had a meeting and expressed the very diverse sets of opinions inside the House Democratic caucus.
And Meta said today it will end the suspension of former President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts in the coming weeks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his U.S. tour with an impassioned plea before the National Governors Association in Salt Lake City.
This is a war where it's absolutely clear what is good and what boundaries evil crosses.
That U.S. military pier built 2 months ago as a way to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza will be permanently dismantled within a few days. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
To date, more than 8,000 metric tons, or nearly 20 million pounds of humanitarian aid, have been delivered from the pier to the marshalling area, where it can be collected by humanitarian organizations for onward delivery and distribution.
There's been a somber development in Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma Mayor G.T. Bynum says a World War I veteran is the first person identified from graves filled with victims of the 1921 Tulsa massacre of the city's black community. The remains of C.L. Daniel of Georgia were identified through DNA from descendants of his brothers.
Identifying Mr. Daniel's remains has been, candidly, an emotionally powerful experience for every person on our team.
White people killed as many as 300 blacks during the massacre. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And on Wall Street, stocks soared to record highs again on investor confidence over Fed rate cuts. The Dow Industrials closed back over 40,000 again, and the three major indices each closed up about 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cheryl Christensen, previously charged in her disabled son's death, was identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire in Racine Monday. An autopsy has revealed that Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire. They reclassified the case from a fire-related death to homicide. The investigation is linked to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the inquiry into that shooting. A major road project is set to reshape Racine County this summer. Work starts Monday on a roundabout at Highway 75 and A. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters filled that kid's pond with lake water yesterday. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. That's on Sunday. There will be major road closures around Milwaukee throughout convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. The crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting off this guy with 2 strikes is death. It's not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on a base. Look at the numbers, 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows mid-60s. Staying warm, a little muggy. Mostly sunny and warm for tomorrow, high temps into the low 80s. Then some showers and storms possible Saturday night into Sunday. A few of those storms could be strong, humid, high 90. Right now it's 80.
It's the Beach Boys on WRJN. Well, if you're heading to the beach this summer, don't hog the beach chairs. A survey by TripAdvisor found that 84% of travelers said people should not be allowed to, quote, save beachside or poolside chairs by getting up early and leaving a towel or other personal items on the chair for hours on end. The other thing in the survey, it says men don't wear Speedos.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Come on, 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 come on sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Man from Marcus Theaters is here to tell us what's new at the box office this weekend.
Well, we have three new movies on screen this weekend. The first is Fly Me to the Moon. This is a comedy starring Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, and Woody Harrelson. During the first moon landing, the White House was determined that the mission was too important to fail. So as a safety net, they faked the moon landing. But the big question is, what footage did they end up using? The real footage or the one that was faked? You'll find out when you watch Fly Me to the Moon. It's a comedy that is excellent to watch on the big screen. The next movie is Long Legs. This is a terrifying thriller about an FBI agent in search of a serial killer who uncovers a series of clues that you must solve to end his terrifying killing spree. Oh, and by the way, the serial killer is just happens to be played by Nicolas Cage. And the last movie is The Lion King, the original Lion King. It is the 30th anniversary of this fantastic animated feature, and it is back on screen. There is so much to see, including the three movies we just talked about, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, A Quiet Place Day 1, and more. Go find a movie and have a great time this weekend.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Sports.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget there's a blood drive tomorrow at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection at 322 Ohio Street in Racine. If you donate blood, you're going to get a Culver's coupon for frozen custard and an entry in a drawing for a Genesis Weber gas grill. An urgent need for blood, especially type O.
Eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Oh,
News and timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine woman previously charged in her disabled son's death has been identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire Monday. Initially thought to be a fire-related death, an autopsy has revealed Cheryl Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire started. The investigation is linked to a recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man. Police say that man is connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the police shooting inquiry. A major road project is set to reshape Racine County this summer. Work starts Monday on a roundabout at Highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will see detours onto Highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. Mount Pleasant has agreed to send one police officer and a motorcycle to assist with public safety during the RNC in Milwaukee. The Village Board approved an intergovernmental agreement with Milwaukee this week. Kenosha County declined to send extra staff. They've got Country Thunder going on at the same time. The RNC starts Monday in Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows mid-60s. Staying warm, a little muggy. Mostly sunny and warm for tomorrow, high temps into the low 80s. Then some showers and storms possible Saturday night into Sunday. A few of those storms could be strong. Humid, high 90. It's 82 right now.
local news. Time, let's say it's WRJN. A study found the strictest parents in the world are in Italy. I'm trying to picture that. Now, you either eat all your pizza or there's no gelato.
You to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I do. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, Salmon-O-Rama getting underway tonight. It's a 9-day festival and fishing tournament. Runs through the 21st. If you're heading down, have fun.
Mustang Sally.
Ah!
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You ever wonder what our morning man, Don Rosen, looks like? You can check him out as part of the Racine Concert Band concerts this summer. The concert band is in its 102nd year of free concerts, and they take place at the band shell at the Racine Zoo. So Sunday nights at 7:30. No, Don does not play an instrument. He's your MC for the evening.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about googly eyes. There are two things I have in my purse at all times, credit cards and googly eyes. I carry a pouch of googly eyes because what can't googly eyes make better? I bring up the two together because recently I was at Michael's, it's the craft store where I buy my googly eyes, and I was super bummed out to see that they were pushing credit cards that have interest rates of 33%. This is part of a trend where retail stores are offering their own credit cards with just insane interest rates. Maybe you've heard something like this. Would you like 20% off for signing up for a credit card today? Assume retail store cards are a bad deal unless the fine print says otherwise. So decline, do your research, and if you need a credit card, find the one that's right for you and your pocketbook, whether or not it's from the store where you get your googly eyes. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org and sign up for free. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wearing your green slips.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Stay tuned for Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up a little bit later this evening. First pitch is at 7:10 against the Nationals. We'll have the pregame for you at about 6:35. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know.